RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
More than 52,000 pounds of chicken wings are being recalled by Tyson Foods. The recall was triggered by consumer complaints about the chicken wings being off odor, as well as mild illness after eating the wings, according to the U.S. Food and Safety Inspection Service. The recall is for 28-ounce bags of Tyson Anytizers, fully cooked hot wings, chicken wing sections coated with the flavorful hot tangy sauce. My producer, Kevin, needs to know this because he's probably got a few bags of Tyson Anytizers in his freezer. They have the use and sell by dates of October 24th, 2016. Really? And October 25th, 2016. So, wow, those things last a long time. That's almost a year. Are you going to keep them in the freezer for a year? Do you keep anything in the freezer for a year? That is going to be my tomorrow's top of the hour or bottom of the hour trending, is how long do you keep stuff in the freezer? How long do you let stuff sit in your pantry? Sell by dates. We're going to talk about that because I think that's really important. But these products were shipped to stores nationwide. So if you have these wings, you can call Tyson and or return them to the place that you bought them and get your money back, or throw them away. But they're probably expensive. They're probably $8 or $9 a bag. So I don't know that you'd want to just throw them out. But they had an off odor. So something to think about. I don't really like wings myself because there's not much. You know, I even heard a story once about how the chicken wing market got started. And really, they're the throwaway parts of the chicken anyway. They're mostly just skin and bones. There's not much meat to a chicken wing. So I don't know why people like them anyway, but okay, if you do, remember those Tyson Anytizers, fully cooked hot wings, chuck them out or take them back to the store. And in the second story, and this one's a lot more serious and a lot more heartwarming, there is a 41-year-old volunteer firefighter from Mississippi. His name is Patrick Hardison. He entered a burning home on a rescue search. The roof collapsed on him and his firefighter's mask burned onto his face. I'm getting chills giving this story. And a plastic surgeon at the New York University Langone Medical Center performed the most extensive face transplant surgery in history. Chills again. If you have not seen the pictures of Patrick's before and after his face transplant, it is absolutely remarkable, because before, it's sad, he was blind or going blind. It looks like a mask. It looks like something that you just would not, that you'd be afraid of, or that kids would. And I guess he had children that were afraid of him, at least at the beginning. And the after picture of what he looks like now is absolutely amazing. And he got this whole new face. And the donor was found, David Rodenbaugh. He was a 26-year-old bike mechanic who died in a biking accident. And his heart, liver, kidney, eyes, bones went to other recipients. His mother okayed this particular donor situation. And how wild, how amazing, and how heartwarming this story is, and sad all at the same time. David gave his everything's to as donors, including his face, and now somebody else is going to be walking around with this guy's face. And how, it's just really hard to imagine, hard to talk about, but really amazing. The field of medicine is burgeoning and changing, and that's what we do here at Radio MD. We talk about these amazing stories. So if you haven't seen the pictures, go check it out. Patrick Hardison, and now he is wearing David Rodenbaugh's face, and it is a fascinating, heartwarming story. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.